silver on the shore. Shadows fall along the strand. I see your face no more. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, storm. Cold the wind that blows around, broken hearts with sorrow fill, turn with longing to the tide, flowing deep and still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee tears stream down the glen, fill the rivers to the shore. Silent echoes on the wind, your voice I hear no more. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, a storm. The winter, cold the night, I long to see you still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, a storm.
Now, I am aware, friends, as I said with one of the earlier tracks on the programme, that that particular track was longer than we usually play. But it was so beautiful. It's the multi-talented Black Family and their wonderful song, Fare Thee Well, a Store, A store is an Irish term of endearment. I think it means my treasure. Fare thee well, my treasure, from the wonderful arrangement and beautiful harmony from the Black family. Now we come to a track from the late, great Big Tom. Tom, like Joe Dolan and Johnny McAvoy and Daniel O'Donnell, was a huge icon in the entertainment scene in Ireland for many, many years. He's gone to God recently, but I want to play for you now a track that has a little bit of a history for me. When I was about 7 or 8, I was attending a boarding school in Liverpool, a school for the blind. And there was one particular nun who used to ask me to sing for her. She said, I had a lovely voice, God bless her. And then one day she said, I'm going to teach you a song. And she taught me this song. And every time I hear this song, I think of that lovely old nun singing it for me. I'm going to play for you now, Big Tom, telling us the story of my grandfather's clock.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always a treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. And watching his pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent while a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know, and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door, with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in his place, not a frown upon his face, and the hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was planning for flight, that the hour of departure had come. Till the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime, as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old his life seconds a numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
I love that wonderful accent he has. He never tried to hide it. Big Tom telling us all the story of My Grandfather's Clock, which I don't think is an Irish song. I think it's an old Victorian song. Nevertheless, it was great. I thought so anyway. Over the last few months, I've been playing you tracks by the Irish Rovers. They recorded a live concert, I think it was in Pasadena, somewhere in the US. But I want to play for you now the track that started it all, as far as I'm concerned anyway, for the Irish Rovers. They're telling us all about the unicorn.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. It was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. Green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
I've always been a fan of the Irish Rovers. And do you know what really appeals to me about them? Now, their music is good, but I love their accent. That was their big hit. I think it got to well up in the charts all over the world. And the unicorn. I'll tell you what we'll do now. We'll listen to a lovely song with a lovely singer, of course. I'm speaking of Anne Breen, one of my favourite Irish female singers. Here she's telling us all about the wonders of the River Shannon.
Now the River Shannon's flowing, and it sings an Irish song. It stops for just a moment at the town where I was born, just to tell my of the love that's in my heart, for herself and mine. if it had an Irish spark. And the town, you needn't name it, you can find it in the dark. Now the River Shannon's flowing, and it sings an Irish song. It stops for just a moment at the town where I was born, just to tell my dear old mother of the love that's in my heart for herself and my old hometown in Ireland. I've been drifting from the Shannon years and years, and I've had my share of sorrows, joys and tears. But in my dreams I'm happy, for in my dreams I'll always roam to the dear old River Shannon, to my dear old Irish home. Now the River Shannon, and it sings an Irish song. It stops for just a moment at the town where I was born, just to tell my dear old mother of the love that's in my heart for herself and my old hometown in Ireland.
And now a track from Foster and Allen. Now, they're not singing an Irish song, but I'm playing this because this was a big favourite in our house when I was growing up. Take a listen to Foster and Allen and Silver Threads Among the Gold.
Darling, I am growing among the gold. Shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast away, but my darling, you will be always young and fair to me. Yes, my darling, you will be always young and fair to me. When your hair is silver white, and your cheeks no longer bright, with the roses of the May, I will kiss your lips and say, my darling, mine alone.
one of the joys in my life, I think I've told you this before, is to visit rest homes, nursing homes, retirement homes in my sort of regular area and about a 10-mile radius I have. And one of the joys I have is to take in my keyboard and sit down with some of the residents there and sing some of the old songs. And you can guarantee that that song is always sung. I love going to the nursing homes and always get a great kick out of entertaining and getting the people up to sing. Recently, this man came up to the microphone sitting beside me and he said, I want to sing a song that it's not an Irish song, Joe. I know it's not an Irish song. But he said, I learned this song, a good 30 odd years ago, he said, and it's always been my party piece. And he sang this song. I'm giving you the version by Frank McCafferty. And we all joined in the chorus. And maybe you'll do the same.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her and the night that she said they'd be wed. He remembers a sweet way of saying, honey, has something gone wrong? He remembers the fun and the teasing and the reason he wrote her the song. I'll give you a daisy, day, dear. I'll give you a daisy, day. I'll love you until the river runs still and the four winds we know blow away. They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them by, and their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eyes. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I loved to go tagging along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her. I'll give you a daisy, a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy, a day. I'll love you until the river runs still and the whole winds we know blow away. Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop, gives her a daisy day. I'll give you a daisy day, dear. I'll give you a daisy day. I'll love you until the river runs still and the four winds we know blow away. I'll give you a daisy day, dear. I'll give you a daisy day. I'll love you until the river runs still.
Well, I can guarantee that that song will be going through my head for the next couple of days. Have you a daisy day? Frank McCafferty there, didn't he give a lovely job on that one? Now I know I only played this song a couple of weeks ago, but I'm playing it again for a new listener, for a good friend of mine I met recently, and I told him about Sounds Irish. Tommy, this is for you. I know it's your party piece. Take a listen and join in.
Oh, in Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and truth was no wonder, for so was her father and mother before. And they wheeled their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels,
and no one could save her. So that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow, she streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh.
Always guaranteed to get people joining in the chorus, alive, alive, oh. And I hope as you were listening there to Barleycorn that you were joining in the chorus. I was, but had the microphone turned off. Now for a beautiful track from Cherish the Ladies. Joni Madden and her friends and Dreaming of Home.
Thank you.
Toshivagashthooks, sounds Irish, Lamisha Joe Bollard. Okay, we're going to change the mood again this time. Bit of a noisy song, this one. I think it's an old sea shanty, and it's sung for us by Briar Folk. It's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where are me boots, me nubbin boots? They've all gone for beer and tobacco. For the heels are worn out and the toes are kicked about, and the soul is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where is me short, me nubbin short? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For the colour it is torn and the sleeves they are unworn, and the earth is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Well, I'm sick in the head, and I haven't been to bed since Forsyth came ashore for me plunder. I have seen centipedes and snakes, and me head is full of aches. And this time I made a path for when yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I will wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I will wander.